This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Polling has concluded peacefully for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voters today cast their votes for the 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Election Commission has said that Assam and Puducherry recorded the highest ever poll participation today. Assam registered 85.38% voter turnout, while Puducherry recorded 89.83% voter turnout. Previously, the highest poll participation in Assam was 84.67% in 2016 assembly elections, and for Puducherry, it was 86.19% in 2011 assembly elections. In Keralam, 78.05% voter turnout was recorded. Maximum 80.89% polling percentage was witnessed in Kozhikode district. In the by-elections held in Bagalkot in Karnataka, 68.7% voting turnout was recorded, while in Davangere South, 68.55% was witnessed. In Nagaland's Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung district, the polling percentage stands at 82.21%. In Tripura's Dharmanagar seat, 80.04% voting was recorded. Counting of votes for Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry will take place on the 4th of next month. The Election Commission in a statement said that as part of the International Election Visitors Program, 38 delegates from the 22 countries witnessed the poll proceedings today. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing Parivartan Sankalp rallies in Haldia, Asansol and Suri today, termed the ongoing West Bengal elections as a crusade to restore the state's former glory. Supporting BJP candidates, the Prime Minister asserted that while the rest of the country progresses rapidly, the Trinamool Congress has pushed Bengal backward. He claimed that after decades of decline under Congress and left rule, the TMC has further devastated the state through corruption, specifically citing its failure to make Bengal self-sufficient in fish production and the rise of coal and sand mafias in Asansol. Trinamool Congress Chief and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today asserted that her party will emerge victorious in the upcoming elections, despite the BJP's alleged attempts to capture Bengal by deleting over 90 lakh names from the voter list through SIR. Addressing a public meeting in Meena Khan in support of candidate Usharani Mondal, the Chief Minister claimed that names of people from all religions and communities were removed. Electioneering is in full swing in Tamil Nadu with star campaigners. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Piyush Goyal, Dr. L. Murugan, State BJP's former leader Annamalai are wooing voters for the NDA alliance. AIADMK leader Idappadi Palaniswamy, DMK chief and chief minister of Tamil Nadu M. K. Stalin, Udayanidhi Stalin, Sengottaiah, Premalata Vijayakanth, Dr. Ambumani, and Kanimuri and many others are crisscrossing the state garnering votes for their parties. India has recorded its highest ever annual solar capacity addition of around 45 gigawatt in the financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said that this achievement reflects India's unwavering commitment to energy security. The Israel Defense Forces IDF said today that it has killed Ali Yusuf Harshi, personal secretary of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qasim in Beirut. Harshi was also the nephew of the Hezbollah chief, who heads the Lebanese group backed by Iran. The development comes a day after the US and Iran announced a two-week ceasefire agreement. Meanwhile, Reuven Azad, the ambassador of Israel to India, today reiterated Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's statement that Lebanon is not part of the ongoing two-week ceasefire between the United States and Iran. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 182 runs for Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. In reply, Lucknow Super Giants were 72 for 2 in 8 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.